Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by KM. As long as there's KM, there's summer.
Coming up in just about 10 minutes, a code word that you can text in to win $1,000 cash. Although, I'm assuming that the lifeguard would like to make sure that there are no kids that are going to text in and try to win the $1,000 because they're going to be gambling, right? Okay. That's an issue for Ken Jong-un.
Look at the kids, man. What about the kids?
That was Ken last segment.
Ken is very upset about the potential for legalized sports gambling here in Massachusetts.
College kids, yes.
You're right.
I think it's a concern. A highly addictive thing. And by the way, Mr. Recovery here, Chris Curtis, who is just all of a sudden just, legalize everything.
I had the over at 7 o'clock for when Ken would bring up my alcoholism.
Well, yeah, so, Curtis, well documented. You are an alcoholic. Are you ever not an alcoholic? How does that work? When you've gone through recovery, are you a former alcoholic? How does it work?
Nope.
Always an alcoholic.
Always an alcoholic.
So are you? Do you have any concern about those who have a gambling addiction?
Yeah, but my... Hi. I sound so happy in that high. I don't want people to shut down bars and liquor stores because I'm an alcoholic. I have a problem with alcohol. You don't. I'm not going to stop anybody else from enjoying alcohol just because I can't do so safely.
Same with gambling.
Right. Same thing with gambling. Yeah. So if you have a gambling problem, I'm sorry, but the rest of the world keeps spinning despite whatever you're going through.
We already have legalized gambling here in Massachusetts in the form of the lottery. The difference is
sports betting. Sports betting is... It is. Studies have shown very highly addictive on young men.
Okay.
Very highly. You don't need studies to show that.
Playing the role of Wiggy is Ken throwing out random studies.
Google it.
Just like Wiggy yesterday said he researched the hierarchy of some couple in UK. I don't know what he was saying.
Apparently it's easier for a college kid to bet online than it's going to be for them to get a drizzly order at M Street Beach in Southie if Ed Flynn gets his way. You understand that technology, the advancement of technology has made it very easy for college kids to gamble or to order alcohol or to do things that you may have an issue with lifeguard.
What percentage of college kids are betting on sports right now?
100%.
That's not true.
Okay. 90%, 80%, no. 80%, what?
Maybe 30. That will go up to 75.
Ken, it is not 30. Every single weekend during the football season, everybody I knew at BC was betting on the NFL.
Yeah.
You don't think having the ease of betting on an app is going to increase the volume, the number of times you're betting on the game?
You can do everything easier. That's what's called evolving as a society.
Okay, things and are will gambling easier. Addictions rise because of it?
No, because guess what else you can
no?
do? Guess what else you can do on your phone? You can go to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting. You can get an app for that.
Ken.
Yeah, to go, you've got to be an addict in the first place, numbnuts.
Ken, here's a text. Here's
help is easy to find. I don't know why that's so hard for you
oh,
to understand.
Oh, great. So you're saying it will happen. Do you gambling think, addiction will rise.
Should we sell alcohol in Massachusetts?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
I don't think it's, I mean.
To feel good.
I'm not against legalizing gambling.
Great
I'm
answer.
Just saying
good.
Have your eyes wide open. As gambling addictions, as alcohol addictions have risen, so will gambling.
Ken, here's a text that says you should listen to me on this because I only hang out with 23-year-olds. So I know exactly what's
23?
Going on.
23? Was that their parent?
This is Chris from Connecticut. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going on?
Going on. Hey, on the bus Sunday. Great time.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Yeah, great. I have a son who's 20, and he goes to school in Massachusetts at a college. I'm not going to name which one, and we live in Connecticut. And about 2 months ago, he's like, yeah, I'm 4-0 in USC fights. I'm like, what do you mean by that? He's like, oh, I have a bookie now. I'm like, you have a what? Yeah, it's all done. And the kid never mentioned sports gambling in his life. And I think because he was 4-0 that he had the strength enough to tell me that he's actually betting and he's winning. But he's been pretty quiet in the last few weeks, and I haven't asked him if he's lost. But it's all done through Venmo now. The kid that his bookie is at another major college in Connecticut. So
yeah.
These kids, if they need to bet, they'll find it.
Yeah,
To
turn a phrase, the horse is out of the barn on this one. I hate to break it to you. It's already happened.
Everybody's got a bookie, and I'm not aware of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
People who want to bet.
That's right.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Facebook groups where you can bet, Greg?
No.
You go on and there's a guy and he spins a wheel and you can buy in. I'm dead serious because I do it. You'll buy in.
Really?
You can buy.
What's the buy-in?
It depends on the game, right? Okay. Let's say it's 10 or 20, or sometimes they'll do a $100 spot and you win a free spot for the next game. And the games get up to like $1,000 and he spins the wheel. He's live. Boom. And then he Venmos you the money.
Oh, that's great.
It's phenomenal.
Well, Ken suffers from a new syndrome, which has been identified by science. And it is called cave syndrome. A psychiatrist in Florida coined the term. Huh. And it's those who are terrified that life is resuming, that everybody is getting back to living their lives. So it's called cave syndrome. And I'm sure many of you, I'm sure you've met somebody who suffers from it.
Oh, absolutely. We all have someone in our life.
I stopped to get a tin of dip, speaking of addiction, this morning at the 7-Eleven in Brighton.
Wait, you haven't stopped dipping even though they removed the flavored dip?
Yeah, I haven't stopped. No, huh. I dip unflavored.
Wow. You actually got the dip yourself or you sent Stiz?
No, I went myself.
That's interesting.
And the woman in front of me was an older woman. She was buying scratchies. And she was double masked and had gloves on.
What?
And this, yes. Now that is that poor woman suffers from cave syndrome. Even though I'm sure she's been vaccinated. Nearly everybody around her has been vaccinated. She is still feeling the cave syndrome effects.
I have the easiest treatment for that.
Yes.
Remove CNN from your cable package and you'll be ready to go outside.
That's how you do it. It's the greatest thing about old ladies in masks. The apocalypse could be happening, but they would go buy their damn scratch tickets.
I know, they would be in line. I know.
Let me get a number 5.
And by the way, Ken,
a half hour in line. Number 6.
No, it's 5:30 in the morning, and the first thing she does is put her mask and her gloves on. Second thing, go buy scratchies.
And you just want to get to work, and you got to stand behind her while she rifles through her tickets.
I want to back that up, Nikki.
All right. Speaking of cash, we got to do this.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
All right, our first code word of the day today is picture, P-I-C-T-U-R-E, picture. You could text that code word to this text number, 72881, right now, and you'll be entered to win $1,000 cash in our typical national radio cash contest. You have a chance, by the way. A WEEI listener won this week, so you have a chance to win.
No odds, college kids.
odds are good. obviously. So picture, text that to 72881, and you'll be entered to win $1,000 cash. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. And here is Ken and what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Ready to grill some burgers this weekend? Pick up 3-pound packs of 80% lean, fresh ground beef on sale through Sunday. Only at Shaw's, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. Red Sox off yesterday. 3-game series in Kansas City starts tonight with Nick Pivetta on the mound. 8:10, your first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Good debut for, I shouldn't say debut, a return for Tanner Houck at AAA Worcester. Greg, you needed your baseball fix. I'm sure you were following Bradfoe's tweets on social media. The Tanner Houck flexor strain return. Yeah. Three scoreless innings, no hits, six Ks.
How great would it be to get him back just when you need him down the stretch? That would be great.
It would be awesome. Plus sale.
And how great would it be to bet on Woo Sox games?
New baseball record, by the way. The Arizona Diamondbacks have now lost 23 straight road games, besting the 1963 Mets. 23 straight. Milwaukee Bucks force a game 7. They beat Kyrie's Nets. Kyrie wasn't there, of course, but they beat him 104-89 at home. 38 points from Chris Middleton. And Giannis had 30. Nets got within 5, but no closer. Game 7 Saturday night.
Giannis has a big game tomorrow night. Then they could steal this. And I would love nothing more than that. Wouldn't it be great to see the super team, the player led super team lose? I would love it.
Although ratings would be terrible. Like, could you imagine a Phoenix Milwaukee final or something like
that? The ratings already are terrible in the NBA. They can't get any worse.
I guess, but there's a villain right now. That's the Nets.
But you know, if they lose, Kyrie after the game is going to be like, thankfully, I now have time to pursue my true passions, helping the world.
Speaking of Worcester, former Worcester native Rick Carlisle available. Would the Celtics be interested in him?
White, nope.
Former Celtic, too, though. Left the Dallas Mavericks with 2 years left on his deal. Reports there was tension between he and Luka Doncic. U.S. Open, round one yesterday at Torrey Pines, called for some due to darkness. Russell Henley is the clubhouse leader, but Louis Oosthuizen is also 4-under through 16.
And another great call by Wiggy.
Yeah.
Another great call. He picked Phil Mickelson to win the Open. He was 4-over yesterday.
Phil very unhappy with his cell phones.
He picked Phil and Tiger. Those were his two picks.
He picked Phil, and Phil was 79-over yesterday. But that's okay.
Tampa beat the Islanders 2-1 in Game 3 at the Coliseum. And yesterday in Mass, lawmakers considering 20 bills related to sports gambling at an economic committee hearing. And Greg, you think this is actually going to happen in the next couple months? This will get passed.
I think it will. I do. I do believe it will. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a poll which indicates that, Curtis, 70% of the people in Massachusetts are in favor of it?
Yep. According to 500 registered voters, 72% of the respondents are in support of gambling, sports gambling in Massachusetts, if the funds are used to support education.
Okay. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back by popular demand.
Back to the show.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Is off today. Took his son to Arizona for an official visit. Was this an official visit or was it an unofficial visit?
This is official. Their biggest rival, Arizona State, is in hot water because their coach, Herman Edwards, had a bunch of illicit COVID visits.
Yes.
With recruits.
Yeah, they snuck some of them into the suites to watch games in violation of the guidance. Ken.
But we just had a University of Phoenix ad. I hope Wiggy didn't go to visit the University of Phoenix.
That's where he actually went.
Yeah.
Wiggy's out today. So, of course, Ken is here.
Good one. Yeah. That was great.
We have Spray Tan Stan also here this morning, and Spaz.
I have the numbnut shirt on, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I just recently put it on. It's a nice t-shirt, by the way.
Did you buy that?
No, I didn't buy it. I don't have any. I took it from the box. Okay. How much are they?
$35.
I'll sign it for you after the show.
Ooh, 35?
You're going to write a check to the foundation?
You know how many hours I have to work to make $35?
I can just picture Wiggy driving around Phoenix like, where the hell is this university?
Spaz, 978 Texter wants to know if we're going to be doing Father Knows Best on the show today since Father's Day is Sunday.
Oh, my God.
We didn't. That's one thing I did not bring over from the old show is our legendary game, Father Knows Best.
What was Father Knows Best?
Father Knows Best was a game in which you would get an adult woman on the phone, ask her some questions about her life. And then
any examples?
Examples of the questions? Where she had lost her virginity.
Okay.
And then you would have her father on the other line, and he would have to try to match her answers.
Such a bad game. It was the greatest game ever, but now I have a daughter. I'm out.
Yeah, it was a cringeworthy
phenomenal
game, but I don't know that we would do that on this program.
Did you cover the family therapy that occurred afterwards?
That would occur afterwards? Yeah, probably. Speaking of therapy... Ken is going to need therapy if sports gambling is legalized here in Massachusetts. And this is Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, Greg, I'm going to do two of your favorite things. I'm sitting over an old orchard, and I'm going to tell Ken he's wrong.
Are you going to go get a cinnamon bun at Ocean Park Sub and Grocery?
Probably now that you said that.
Yes. All right. Do that. And tell Ken why he's wrong about legalized sports gambling.
So the way that it works, and it's been going on for a while, long before it was legalized in all these states, you have a website, and basically there's multiple bookies, a network of them. They get all their friends involved, as many as they can. And you go on these websites, they'll give you a login, and they'll give you a credit. And sometimes you'll even have multiple websites and bookies, and you may not even know these bookies, but they'll give you a credit in the form of shares, $1,000, $3,000, and you can parlay any of the different sports, any of the different teams, do whatever you want on there, and then they'll Venmo you the money
And then you may even have different websites and bookies going to increase your credit. These kids are well involved in it already. It's been, like the gentleman said before, with his son.
What you just described is already complicated. Like, that, not every college kid is doing that.
What's complicated?
What's a parlay?
You're getting a parlay and then shares. Like, just give me the Encore app and I'll bet on it. Like, that, if that happens, it's the gambling's going to go up.
It's very easy. You go on your app and then you place your bet. It doesn't need to be complicated. And then they'll Venmo you the money. If you're not responsible for, say, paying if you lose, they'll just cut you off. But they're in it to make profit. So the more people they can get underneath them, the better. And it's not directly tied to them. These websites aren't using money. They're using shares.
Here's a text from Team Lifeguard, 781 text, that says the issue here is that college kids don't have the money that they're gambling with.
Correct.
So that is the issue for Ken Laird and Team Lifeguard.
Okay, should we shut down the Prue Center shops? Should we shut down Bloomingdale's and Nordstrom's? Because girls in college go in these spending sprees yes. that they may not have the funds for.
Yes, that's true.
So, wait, stop. College girls don't go to Nordstrom and Bloomingdale's. They go to Target and Walmart.
Okay, not a PC.
But. Not in Curtis's family.
You kidding me?
But you understand what Curtis is saying, is that college kids blow money on all kinds of things.
Like, so we should just remove credit cards, right? Because why would you give credit to someone who doesn't have the funds to pay it? Right.
Because you don't have to pay it back, and after 7 years, it goes away. Right. I maxed out a credit card for $5,000 at UMass Lowell.
Right, like Spaz has an Eversource credit card.
Okay, according to a new survey by the National Council on Problem Gambling, sports bettors showed significantly higher levels of problematic gambling than other gamblers, and the risk of addiction is higher for younger adults, specifically sports bettors, than those for any other age.
Did you get that from the Fauci emails?
Just not even funny.
Yes, it is. It's hilarious.
It's a problematic analogy.
That's problematic. Hello, Sean.
How dare I read the survey?
Hey, Sean, what's up, Sean?
Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
What's going on?
Just speak. What are you calling about?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was on the line. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Great show.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll get to my point.
Thank you, Sean.
I'm going to set the record straight right now for Ken. Ken, what's up?
You.
Hey, all right, here's the deal. We're going to get serious for a second so my analogy will work. In 2008, my brother, my best friend, was murdered for a pound of marijuana. If marijuana was legal back then, he might still be alive. Here's why. Because these kids are going to sketchy websites, sketchy bookies. Wouldn't you rather your child go to a safe place that's legal and regulated? Because these people, these kids, these adults, they're going to gamble anyways. They already are. But wouldn't you rather a safer environment where it's regulated, legalized, safe for them to go?
Yeah,
or in a dark alleyway with a sketchy bookie?
Well, I think part of what you're saying is absolutely true. There is a comfort to knowing that, first of all, some bookies are not going to be eliminated, right? Some people are not going to want to pay tax on it, and they're not going to want to, I don't know, you're probably not going to be allowed to bet on college sports, so maybe people will keep their bookie anyway. But not the point. The statement that everybody's already doing it is just not true. I think that's my whole point. People say it's already happening. It's not. What are they estimating? $70 million in additional revenue?
Yeah.
That's not all people going out of state that's going to stay in Massachusetts. That's new people betting on sports. So just realize, admit that this is going to increase gambling, which could lead to some problems.
They're betting. They're just not paying taxes on it. That's the issue.
No, I disagree.
Well, do you know a lot of bookies that are filing their taxes?
What are taxes?
I mean, you understand that revenue is now coming to the state and it's going to go towards education.
Right, yes, but you don't think there's going to be an increase in people that are just betting now that never bet before? That's not going to happen?
I guess maybe they're going to be tempted by the sports book.
I know I am.
But the logic you're applying, Ken, can apply to any different set of activities. America's in debt because we spend money we don't have with credit cards. That applies to every walk of life. So your excuse that college kids don't have the money to support their gambling habit when they can use a credit card, you can remove betting and talk about any number of things that they're wasting money on that they can't afford. Most importantly, the education they don't need and the $200K they're getting in loans.
Well, that's why they have to gamble.
This is Elijah. Hello, Elijah.
Hey, guys. So I hate this narrative about young kids, or really not even kids. I mean, college kids are adults. When you're in college, you can get a credit card, you can buy a firearm, You can go to the bar and order a beer. You can get into a 30-year financial commitment in the form of a mortgage.
But Elijah, you're too old. You're too old to go on the trilogy if you're in college.
No. We have some college. Oh, okay. We have some college ladies on the trilogy. I mean, you know, as long as they're done with their homework. Yes. Anyway, Elijah, that is Ken's concern, is college kids. He's very concerned about them gambling all their money away.
So you can do all those things, and you can do them just as responsibly as a 30-year-old man can when you're a 22-year-old man.
Yeah, but Elijah, and when you were 21, I mean, did you really feel like an adult? I mean, until I was 25, I was a wreck.
When I was 22, I bought a house and got married, and I was working full-time while in college. And any 22-year-old man can do that. The reason that they're not is because of people like you who treat them like they're children, so they get into the mindset that they are children.
And because Ken wasn't ready to be an adult at 21, nobody else should be.
It's just the reality.
Little advice. Can you please wait to get married? Just wait. I don't care. You're going to gamble your life away. Go ahead, bro. Wait. At 22, just effing wait. 35, 40, maybe even 50. Then you get into it. Just wait.
So Spaz didn't have a good experience with his first marriage.
Oh, you are. I'm glad you're happy now. You seem very, very
lucky now.
But that speaks
to
the point.
With money.
You weren't ready to get married at 21. You probably weren't ready to be gambling either at 21.
Oh, no. But I was smart. I used my credit card to gamble. That's how you do it.
Ken wants there to be a test on every phone, like an app that allows you to make certain decisions or not.
I don't know how you hang out with these two, Hill Dog. This guy's a stick in the mud, and this dude doesn't drink. Well, I couldn't handle it. How do you go, like, if you go to like a party with them, or if, like, we just came back to Foo Fighters. Imagine we're all at Fenway and we're watching the Foo Fighters, and he's like, "Oh, turn down the volume, my kid's ears." And this dude guy over here is like, "Yeah, it's a great time," but he's not hammered. Are you kidding?
Ken is going to cry over kids gambling, according to a texter. That's what he's worried about. The problem is with your argument is that a large percentage of college students gamble all the time already. When it comes to sports, they already do that. They do it on...
Well, you're not qualified to speak on this. You didn't go to college.
Okay, I did. Yes, I did not go. I do have a son who is going to be a senior in college, and I am well aware of what they do, and gambling on sports is what they do.
What do you think sets students back further? The absurd amount of money they're taking out in loans to go to a college that's giving them a degree that will not get them a job, or betting on Sundays using their phone on a football game?
A. Thank you. A would be the answer. Hey, this is Chris. Hello, Chris. Chris.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to bring up the point. Everybody's so worried about these kids racking up all this debt doing gambling they can't afford in college, but aren't they doing that by attending college?
Yes, that's exactly what Curtis just said. Yes. This is Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
So, Chris. Curtis just said what I wanted to say, and it's okay for these students to take out $100,000 to $150,000 in debt, but they can't go spend the little bit of money they might have on gambling.
Yes.
Well, they're not going to win at gambling. Theoretically, they're going to get some benefit from getting a college degree.
Ken believes that if they go to a party in a hotel with more than 10 people, we should treat them like adults and boot them out of college. But when it comes to the decision whether they can bet on a football game or not, we should treat them like kids.
Right.
And they can't make that decision. Right, Ken?
No, again, I'm being characterized as stick in the mud. I'm for. I'm ready to approve
gambling.
Can
we get a stick in the mud t-shirt?
Yes. Yeah, we should have a stick in the mud t-shirt.
By the way,
we need a lifeguard t-shirt is what we need. That's what we need next.
A lifeguard t-shirt.
What were you going to say?
And Spaz looks so good in that numbnut shirt.
He does look good in that, doesn't he? He looks good in that.
The t-shirt's really good quality. Normally, these kind of shirts don't come out good. I'm dead serious.
And my head takes up 3/4 of his body.
Nice. Looks good.
Now, there was a question earlier as to whether Curtis is cross-sitting in Wiggy's chair this morning, and he's not able to do that, I don't think.
Oh, right here.
Oh, you are. Okay. Oh, he is. Okay. Of course he is. He's always a cross-sitter.
That's what kind of shoes are those, by the way?
$10. It's the best life hack. Ready? Yeah. Relatable Curtis.
Yeah.
You get these every summer. They're $10 to $15 at Target. wear them to death, throw them out, get a new pair next summer.
I have been absolutely, I need help, I guess, from somebody who's younger than 54 years old, because I have been absolutely abused in the Twitch chat and on my Instagram for wearing flip-flops. Like, is there some style issue with a grown 54-year-old man wearing flip-flops? I wear them with jeans. Is that like an issue?
There was an issue for me on the old show. I wore flip-flops.
Yeah.
And
you were abused over that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so maybe. Well,
I mean, I was abused over a lot of things, but that too.
So should I stop with the flip-flops? I mean, they're very comfortable. They're easy to do. I can't get down and tie my shoes anymore. That might be the issue why I like flip-flops. I don't know. I didn't know it was a big thing.
No, I don't. They don't smell. I think you're okay.
Okay. As long as they don't smell, it's all right. All right. As I mentioned, Wiggy's off after 8. We'll be joined by the great Andrew Raycroft of Nesson, and we'll talk a little hockey and other things with Razor. But right now, we got to get to this.
Oh, jeez. You want to do dumbest of the day?
Yeah, we do that. I teased it at 7:30. Yeah, I did. Yeah. A couple times on the show.
I don't even know what we're doing for dumbest. Couple, spaz awareness?
Yeah. Yeah. We're the show's moving past you while you're worrying about kids gambling.
I mean, about me standing next to him, Hilda, taking his job.
Others are focused on the program, the things that are at hand, and not worried about thinking for other people and regulating what other people do.
Greg, what are the odds that Ken's has a job on Monday?
I think you would loop me in on this.
Loop you in? We do it every single day, 7:30. Let's do it.
It's time for
oh bleep,
the dumbest of the day.
It is currently Jesus Mary. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Good weekend.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right. Well, we listened to everything that happened yesterday in this country, and Spaz, we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day yesterday.
That's correct. I'm kind of torn because I thought the dumbest thing I heard all day was that Curtis doesn't drink anymore. I have to point this out. You never feel better than when you've had an alcoholic beverage, ever. There's nothing in life. My wife always says it, when I take a sip of a beverage, I'm a different person. I get goosebumps.
I think that's
my eyes Curtis dilate.
I tell you that's the problem.
He's an alcoholic.
You never feel better.
I nearly died, you idiot.
But you, before you died, I bet you felt fantastic.
Oh, I did not. I felt like absolute crap. I was jaundiced and booting blood. But other than that, I was doing great.
You'll never, ever, ever feel better. When I was younger, because I can't do it anymore because I have kids, but at midnight.
Those lucky kids.
On Saturday. Midnight on Saturday is the peak of greatness when you've had just enough alcohol that you're not over the top, but you're right in the prime zone. You'll never feel better than that. And if you can't have that in life, life is not worth living.
Okay. All right. Can we get to
the dumbest?
Yes.
All right, that wasn't the dumbest?
That's it. It's over. All right. Kim Kardashian. She's going to be a lawyer. And she says that when she becomes a lawyer, she's still going to do sexy and show off her stuff type photos on Instagram. She's
nude,
gonna show
nude
the
selfies.
Right.
She's going to be a lawyer, and she's still going to do nude selfies.
I thought about this, and then I thought, you can do it all. You can do whatever you want. I don't know. There's something so freeing about feeling like I'm 40 and I'm in the best shape of my life, and I want to post a bikini studying if I want to. There's something powering about that, but I also don't want to embarrass my kids or make them feel a way if they're in high school and I'm the embarrassing mom that's like posing, you know, in selfies and in bikinis. There will be limits.
I think there's something out there that they might see.
Would you go to a lawyer who was working in the office in a bikini?
Is it a free consultation?
Has Larry reached out?
How would you feel about Larry the lawyer in a Speedo working in the office and representing you in a case? Would you be okay with that? You know what? If she wants to do it, more power to her.
She's
right?
Never going to actually be a practicing lawyer. Are we acting like this is real?
She's not?
No.
There's not going to be a firm of Kardashian and Kardashian and Kardashian.
She makes $1 million for like a 3-second video on Instagram. What's she going to charge people to make the same amount in a courtroom?
I don't think a judge would take her seriously.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. He'll get him out of there like the Butler 3000 guy will get bounced out just like that. It doesn't make sense. You can't make the hop from nude to lawyer. You can't. You just can't. You cannot do it. How do you, like, you'd sit there, imagine being a judge, and then in comes Kim Kardashian. You're thinking Ray J. You're not thinking, oh, she's going to say something great. She's going to quote a case from the Supreme Court back in 1870-something. Nope. She comes in, and you go, the other lawyer goes, I'd like to quote Ray J. from 2001.
All right. That is the dumbest of the day. Coming up next, we'll get to the news. 8:15, we'll talk legalized sports gambling with State Representative Michael Soder on today's show. And a reminder that if you cannot listen to it on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app, which you should download right now, and then you can take us wherever you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for...
You have a pig.
Get away.
As an emotional support animal.
The news.
No, I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
So the best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. By the way, Stanley Stiz Grimey, assistant producer on this program, calling for a rare content replay on a Father Knows Best segment from the old show during the 9 o'clock hour. Should we risk that?
I have to talk to the program director through the audio first. But...
Okay. Oh, you want to go through the audio first?
Yep. I do not want to stay here. It's Friday. It's a beautiful day. So right. I have to talk to Ken if we play it.
Maybe the 9 o'clock hour. Maybe the 9 o'clock hour. Well, there is a warning from a guy in Medford. After his home caught on fire, and he says that the fire was started by his Google Wi-Fi router that he bought last year. He's warning everybody that you should be careful when it comes to your home router. This is the gentleman from Medford who would like to remain anonymous.
The video shows the Wi-Fi device sparking once in the beginning, a small pop, then a larger one. Came downstairs and grabbed the fire extinguisher and saved the day. I gave it two good sprayings and called the fire department, and they came, and thankfully there wasn't still a fire.
All right. Oh, it happens every once in a while, I guess.
Do you have a fire extinguisher in your house? I don't think I do.
I do not. No.
Yeah.
I normally just call the fire department.
Right.
But I guess maybe I should have a fire extinguisher at home.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Am I the only one that would leave? Am I the only one that would think, like, insurance cash out? If my house caught on fire, I would. Are my kids in the house? Is anybody else here?
Right.
I'm out of here. I'm going to work, and I'm going to come back. My house is going to be burnt to the ground. Cha-ching.
With all these ideas, it's a wonder you don't have, like, a mansion somewhere.
I'm not lucky enough to have my house catch on fire.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's because your electricity was shut off, because you ran out of kids to put the bill in their name up.
I ran the extension cord next door.
Why do you keep adopting people?
Yeah, that's a good plan, Rob. You get paid for that.
Speaking of warnings, a warning from MassDOT about traveling on the turnpike this weekend. They are replacing bridges on the turnpike between Westboro and Southboro
over the weekend, and this is Jonathan Gulliver from the Mass Highway Administration.
This is the largest and most disruptive project of the summer, and this weekend we'll be giving travelers a preview of those conditions. This will not be an easy project. This is a heavily traveled road. It takes nearly 100,000 vehicles today a day during normal times. We want to urge the public to stay away from the project area on the turnpike this weekend. And if you do need to travel this weekend, please plan ahead.
We have had 15 effing months.
You're right, Curtis.
Where nobody was driving anywhere.
Yes, Curtis. Great point. Well, they had to get the bike lanes done first.
Honest to God, in Southie, there's road work on every freaking street.
You're so right about this.
I drove to work by myself for a year and a half, and now you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stay away from the pike. Everybody's finally out of their house, idiot. They're going to be on the pike going somewhere.
You know what? Traffic not as bad today.
Except for Keith.
You know, Curtis is so right about this. Traffic is back to being miserable, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed or not, because everybody's going back to work. And so, and people are going on summer vacations. They want to go away for the weekend, and now you're doing these projects?
It's
asinine.
It is insane. And these people, like to say these people, but these people were all whole the entire time doing nothing.
Ridiculous. All right, let's get to this.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
Well, in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, at the New Smyrna Beach Golf and Country Club, a gentleman named David Foster was alarmed to learn that the golf course would be closing. So he beat an employee who works there about the head with a driver.
Jeez.
What?
This is a witness.
The guy who beat him told him he would kill him and reached behind him, grabbed a club, a driver, out of his bag, and with one hard blow on the back of the head, knocked him to the ground.
Jeez. Must have been having a hell of a round.
What is wrong with people? Is it the stress of being cooped up? The guy couldn't play golf for 15 months, and so now he wants to get out. Although he's in Florida. You could do anything in Florida for the last
15 months. Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
There is an uptick in all the, just poor behavior by people in public. Airplanes are, sending out notes that, they're constantly having to deal with unruly passengers.
Oh, yeah. Most of the airlines they're continuing to not serve alcohol because people just cannot control themselves.
Oh, what did Wiggy do?
Oh, he was very nervous about that yesterday. He's afraid of flying.
Yeah.
And he can't drink on the plane. He could be in bad shape right now.
One good thing about being post-pandemic is it turns out right now is the best time to trade in your car. There's a microchip shortage. We get the microchips from China. And the automakers told the factories at the start of the pandemic, don't make the microchips. We don't need the microchips. We're not going to be making any vehicles. And so now you're unable to get cars. And so the value of used cars is rising rapidly. This is Jason Afaro, who is the general manager at Bach Toyota in Norwood.
A Camry now that may have been worth $15,000 pre-pandemic might be worth $19,000 now. We don't have the inventory that we had 2 or 3 years ago. You got a car, trade it in right now because you can get the most money for it. And it's not going to be that way for the foreseeable future.
The problem with this is it's kind of like the housing market where everybody says sell your house. You got to sell your house right now. You still have to buy a place to live. Like you have to buy a car when you sell your car, right?
It only works if you're moving to Ohio and you sell your place. But
right. good time to sell your vehicle.
And also inflation probably rising the cost of things.
Ken denies that there's been any rise in inflation whatsoever.
It's been a temporary bump. It'll go down.
Who's most impacted by inflation, Ken?
I don't know, Curtis. You tell me.
The lowest income people.
Me. I am at $13.50 an hour.
But I thought Biden was for the common man. No.
Dying here.
Yeah, it's Biden's fault.
Yes, it is. It's his policies that created inflation. Read about it.
Sure.
All right. Let's see. What else? Anything else news-wise you want to get to? Did you see the competitive eater
who ate a 2-pound burrito in 1 minute and 21 Holy seconds. God. It was not Wiggy. It was Nella Zisser, who beat her own record of eating a 2-pound burrito. She did it in one. Previously, she had done it in 1 minute and 26 seconds, and this go around, she did it in 1 minute and 21 seconds, and the crowd was pretty happy about that.
Oh my god, guys, that was my best time so far. 1 minute 21. Oh my god.
Jeez. By the way, did you?
I don't know how those people do it, because I would like. Aren't you afraid of choking when you see? I can't watch those things.
Awful.
Because I'm afraid somebody's going to choke to death while they're doing the competitive eating. It terrifies me.
That was also something that got canceled or tried to get. Peter King went on this like rampage a couple years ago, saying that there are children starving in America. And why are we doing the Coney Island hot dog eating contest? Meanwhile, Peter King has probably had 5,000 hot dogs in the last year.
I think that must be a Call of the Void kind of thing, where I just can't watch it because I have anxiety about people choking to death.
I had to broadcast wing eating contests in Pennsylvania for like 5 years in a row. It's disgusting. But these people know how to, but they know how to throw up on their own, like a command if they need to.
What?
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's it news-wise. We got to take a quick break. If you'd like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937 or... You can text on the text line, which is 37937. And joining us in just a few minutes, Andrew Raycroft, our pal from Nesson, former Bruins goaltender. So we'll get to talk a little hockey and other things with Andrew Raycroft coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.